Hey everyone, and welcome to your weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist, Laura Molitor. I really love today's topic, receptivity and willingness and its power. I've written on the subject before, and whenever I reflect on these ideas, I just feel uplifted and motivated to do less personal pushing and more quiet listening and following with trust. So many of the greatest, most celebrated, and influential actions in history have taken place because individuals recognize the importance of these qualities, receptivity and willingness. Now think about it. Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt and into freedom because he was listening. He heard God's voice directing him against his own expectations and then responded by his willingness to act according to that direction, even when Moses doubted his own capacities, as the Bible records it. So Martin Luther King, another wonderful example. He was so very much in tune with his higher calling, and by his engaged listening and conscientious following, he wrote and delivered messages of staggering brilliance and insight. He was able to bring about a civil, social, and spiritual movement that had a major impact on rights in the U.S., showed the power of peace and love over violence and hate, and it earned him a place of honor and respect today. He's just an inspiring model for making change in the world from a standpoint outside of personal motives and ego and by a spirit greater than one man. Read his letter from Birmingham jail if you get a chance. Wow. I can't imagine reading that and not recognizing something divine beyond self that guided him in those ideas, the words used and the actions he was led to take to achieve the results he knew were needed. It's an amazing letter, amazing man, obviously. You know, even if you look at how we learn to read and write, it was receptiveness that got us there, listening and allowing ourselves eagerly to be taught, and a willingness to do what was needed to get it right, to actively engage in what our teachers asked us to do in order to make this whole reading and writing thing real and understood and useful for us going forward. So thinking about that last example is a really good place for us to start, I think. Childlikeness will get us in touch with the characteristics of receptivity and willingness that can really empower our lives today and invite real change, a connection with our mission, a release of that burden sense of needing to make things happen of our own willfulness and wherewithal. Remember what it was like to be a child, to be curious and uncertain, but also ready and eager to ask questions and to hear and to believe the answers and to put them into practice. And then, as children do, to keep on asking and asking and listening without judging all the information or feeling the need to know better. Receptivity is openness to be surprised and to reflect on what we hear, rather than to let a new idea or fresh thought or direction get snuffed out by too many shoulds or opinions or even fear. Receptivity is being willing to set aside those concerns based on the past or whatever and saying, well, what if that could be? What if I could do that? What if I should do that? What if that's the right thing? And then to allow oneself to take steps one at a time, in trust, but not willfulness, not pushing. Certainly there are times when we do need to push ourselves to get up and do what needs to be done. But to force things forward that don't feel right, or to get ahead of ourselves, or to rely purely on our own ego, maybe a lot of pride mixed in, got to do this, I said I would do this, in order to move forward, it may not even be the right place for us to go. So that's not really doing us any good. On the other hand, as we're receptive and willing to listen and follow, we begin to align with a higher intention, that divine purpose, in the small and in the large ways. And the force we're looking for and going forward, we find is already with us. The force is the truth of the idea, the rightness of it. And our own pride and ego set aside so that divine power can take over. It can do not only what we want, but what's right, and in a way that works wonders for ourselves, for others, for the world. As Moses and Jesus and MLK and many of the prophets and leaders have done, they heard a call, they gave up selfish motives or self-doubts and were willing to be the servants of the idea and servants of the source of that idea rather than the creator and keeper and activator of it. So for my own part, I know the best things I've ever done in my life have really probably been the ones that came out of this receptivity. I felt stymied and uncertain and forced myself toward forward into doing things unsuccessfully many times. But when I gave up my personal sense of things and opened up to guidance above and beyond my fears and limited sense of what was possible, new and fresh insights and direction dawned. And my willingness to lean into those ideas was based, I found, not so much on me trying to be obedient to the ideas that were coming in, and to God and what He was leading me to do, but really, in fact, it was easy to be obedient because the idea came from that higher source just seemed so compelling to me that I just had to see where it took me. I've moved to new places, started new careers, engaged in new artistic endeavors unexpectedly because I just found myself, for whatever reason, at a point of receptiveness. I was simply ready to listen. Sometimes it just seemed like there was no other option. I just was at that point. Sometimes out of desperation, we find receptivity. We all have it in us to be childlike and to be open to fresh ideas, be obedient to those ideas and the way they want to unfold in our lives. Relax the tight grip on all the details you think need to happen with the idea. Be open to what the new day brings in. As I've heard said, focus on the what and not the how. That'll keep you more receptive and God's hand more able to do His work in a way that is more right than our sort of preconceived notions of how to achieve something might be. Give up detail thinking or overthinking as much as you can. It takes away the overwhelm of things. However you're being led, just keep engaged with and trusting of the idea, the new intuition, the guidance, and allow each detail to reveal itself in a time that's right, the right for you to know, at a pace you can understand and follow and act on. Not overwhelmed, just walking forward. You know, Moses seemed pretty clueless on how he was going to get the children of Israel out of Egypt, but he was given the information he needed to carry it out just when he needed it. Red Sea. Well, how's that going to work? We're cornered. The enemy is upon us. How's that going to work? Well, God says, how about this? I just open up that Red Sea and close it upon your enemies. And that's what happened. Detail handled just as it was needed. Job done. Moving forward. So your goal, you know, may not be to get a people out of bondage or into the promised land or to lead a civil rights movement or, you know, to turn the world on its head with some new invention or majorly paradigm shifting concept. But, you know, then again, it just might be. Cultivate receptivity and willingness. Be excited to give up control and to invite in fresh ideas. To learn like a child, discover and explore. And let me know if you need any help with that. I'd love to talk with you more about giving up that tight rein we often have on life and that willfulness and just letting ourselves be guided and inspired in a way that's more natural and fruitful and engaging, inspiring. So, few words, willfulness is force, while willingness is power. Willfulness pushes, while willingness allows. Willfulness has an agenda, while willingness has infinite possibilities. So thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening. If you enjoy what you hear, please subscribe on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Spreaker.com. Check out my website at beingfreenow.com for more information about me and my work. And feel free to email me at lauramolitor.com, lauramolitor@gmail.com. And if you do so, you can get a free guide, 10 Steps to Discover Your Purpose and Live It. I would love to send that to you. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this podcast and any questions. Email or comment on the podcast page or the Facebook posting for this podcast. See you next week.